This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 7:05 on Get Her Done Tuesday morning. We're doing today.
The good news for us is the temperature here in the studio is normalized.
Yes.
Because when we checked in, it was in the 50s.
It was freezing.
Here.
Is Anthony, does his beard keep him warm?
You know what's funny?
He goes,
working overnights is hard.
Yeah.
I don't care what anyone says. It's especially in this job because you're alone.
Mm-hmm.
You could lose your mind locked in this little room. He goes, you know, one time I touched the thermostat and Sarah got mad at me, so I don't touch that anymore. And I go, you sat in there all night freezing because you didn't want to turn it up to a normal temperature. Yeah, I didn't want to get in trouble. And I go, oh my God.
He said that today?
Just now.
He's scared of both of you two.
I don't even remember saying anything.
That's a valid reason for him to turn it up.
That's why I don't do it.
I go, dude, you can put it up to a normal
temperature. Put it up to whatever you want.
What did you have it at that she got mad about? 80?
I can't even believe I got mad about it. Usually I walk in, I feel the temperature, and I make the adjustment. Like, I apologize, Anthony. I had no idea that I yelled
kept
at
him
you.
Awake.
Poor guy.
It was freezing
in
here.
Holy cow, it's an ice box. All right, it's 7:06, and it's time to get somebody in to the Michelle Obama speech that she's doing. I don't know. Is it a speech? It's just a book tour that she's doing, but she's doing it at the SAP Center, which is
right. So it's
ginormous.
Big presentation,
right? So we have a pair of tickets for you to check her out. This is the book tour. It's called "Becoming: An Intimate Conversation with Michelle Obama." It's Friday, December 14th, SAP Center, San Jose. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com, or talk to Hooman right now. Get yourself a pair. Be calling number 9-800-400-3697.
Also, real quickly, everyone, if you could go to the Alice973 Instagram, we posted a picture of our dear friend Scott Capurro.
Scotty.
He's performing at the Punchline September 20th to the 22nd. And a gentle reminder for those of you who didn't tune in at 5:30 this morning, our comrade, our colleague Vaughn DeWizard is doing a comedy show Friday the 21st of September in Oakland, California. We posted all the information on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
He's producing it.
Yeah.
Putting the whole thing together.
Whoop, whoop.
Well, one of our other guys is the host.
Yeah.
Yes.
Terrell.
Big T. Big T Butler.
That's his name, Big T.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
He's another guy who works here overnight. And
right.
By the time you see him in the morning, He doesn't exactly look like a guy who would host some big event.
No,
he looks tired.
I barely heard him talking.
And doesn't say many words.
Yeah. His words are all used up. Right.
Well, you know, looks like if you put him on stage at a comedy show, he goes crazy.
I did it. Long nights. It's hard. Ain't easy.
It's not. And they're running the board, too. Like, at least, you know, when I did overnights, I at least got to crack the mic. And that was when I first got into radio, and I would write down everything I was going to say in every break.
You did?
Totally. Oh, my God. First few years I was on
it. I took live. I was insane. We had a delay, and I was doing live call. You're on here. Oh, my God. Well, it was super fun, and it taught me a lot. But I'm sure the people who were like, would you just play a goddamn song?
Right. Dude, I'm trying to rock out here. Hey, it keeps you awake.
Right.
All right, we're going to begin with a mashup. Sometimes mashups can be super genius. Other times they're epic fails. Bryn assures me that the...
I said it's neat. I didn't say that you'd love it. I don't know if you'll love it.
Neat.
I just think that it's...
Oh, now we're qualified.
Creative. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Should we just play it and see if we can guess which two songs are mashed up here? Is it obvious?
It's really obvious. Mm-hmm. I'll just go ahead and play it.
All right. All right. Stop
what
it for a second.
What the hell am I listening to?
You are listening to a Celine Dion Linkin Park mashup, but it sounds like they pitched him
way up to be
in the same key.
Be in the same key.
And then they were switching back and forth in the lines. Like it felt like he would say one, like when his thing was...
I thought it was overlaid, but maybe.
Lyrically, none of that made sense.
Oh, yeah, no. Okay. So.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Music-wise, it made sense. I mean, everything.
Well, did kind of mash up.
All right.
The right way.
And then it starts to get to the big part, and you guys stopped me.
All right, hit the big part. Go ahead. Okay. So, I don't.
I just think it's cool. That's what it's
somebody, it's confusing. Cool,
somebody put some, work into that. And
sure.
And it sounds decent.
They're calling it My Heart Will Go On in the end.
I figured you guys would hate it just because of Celine Dion, but I wanted to take the risk.
Well, I always feel like with mashups, like if you have to pitch somebody else's thing up to where Chester Bennington sounds like he's, screaming at the in a Mariah Carey range, then I feel like you need to take the real songs and they need to somehow mash up. But don't forget, I'm a bitch who tells people don't touch the thermostat.
You
don't
said
forget.
It.
I am a biatch. God, I feel really bad about that.
Let it go.
Yeah. Julie Chen is done at the talk.
Oh, yeah.
So she was not on yesterday, causing people to speculate that, just causing them to speculate, what will she do? And it looks like today there's going to be a videotaped message of her saying goodbye. She's not going to come on live and say goodbye. She's just going to offer whatever explanation she's got. That's what we prefer. Please, God, don't let her come back here.
And Sharon's going to be the number one now, right? Yep.
I would say so.
We care about, as Les would call them, the little people.
There was no way she could go back, so I'm not surprised at all.
Right. So she is leaving her gig at the talk. TMZ is reporting that the show will include a videotape of her saying she's leaving the show immediately. That it seemed inevitable, actually.
Well, she threw her shot out there when she signed off as Julie Chen Moonves.
Right.
That was
standing with that guy.
Clear which direction she was leaning.
And discussions on the show, they say, frequently have involved issues like sexual misdeeds. They've talked a lot about the hashtag MeToo movement and...
How could a panel of women not?
Right. And how could she continue to be on that panel if she's going to support this guy? And I don't blame her for... It's her husband.
Yeah.
I actually think that that's... Maybe... I don't know what she should do or shouldn't do, but certainly until she finds out more information, I think you're on that guy's team. That's what being a marriage partner is about.
It seems
people giving
like,
her crap. I'm actually like, don't give her crap. She's married to that guy.
Well, that's what I was going to say is it seems like a really difficult predicament.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also a lot of people who seem to think it's black and white, that she should walk away from him right now.
It's not black and white.
And never look back.
And I think that's one of the big problems in this whole thing is everything is... People are like, oh, yes, that happened. It doesn't matter. There's no scale between things that happened or even waiting to find out if something's true. Anybody can condemn anybody for anything. And it does feel like, hold on, everyone. There may be more to this.
The thing that's bumming me out the most, especially as a talk show host, which we are, the thing that bums me out most about this is that the atmosphere, I guess, is that we can't seem to have conversations which might bring about positive change, whether that is about racism or about sexism and the Me Too movement. It seems like to broach the subject is so impossible publicly that we find ourselves going, forget it.
These days,
shine it.
I feel
Why
like
bother?
There are so many topics that I just don't want to. I don't want to bring, and it exhausts me. Like even thinking about, because I guess in the end, you're never going to change anybody's mind about it, anything. That's what I find. So I feel like.
Well, imagine.
And
us,
it seems like rational conversations just don't happen.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. But it seems like us to have a conversation about maybe, for example, how kids are coming up today and how they can do a better job with boundaries and how we can help our kids learn better instead of hoping that they handle that in school because it's a hard subject.
Right.
Like maybe that conversation could help some people. We've heard that from people who listen with their kids on the way to school and say, you opened up a conversation between us we might not have had and we're better for it.
Right.
Oh my God.
I know. Oh my God, communication.
What might that be like?
Right.
Do you want to...
These days, I don't even know.
Do you want to know the top six people that are already slated to replace Julie Chen?
Oh,
sure.
Okay, here we go. So this is fan poll, like the fans have already started saying. All right, so yes or no? Kathy Griffin.
Is this just for the panel on the View?
Yeah. No, the
talk.
Oh, sorry,
and by
the way,
does this open the possibility that What's-Her-Name comes back?
Who?
Aisha.
What was that comedian?
Aisha Tyler?
Aisha Tyler,
was
Aisha has her own show now.
Yeah, she has a few shows, actually. She's pretty busy. Are you talking about the girl who used to come on our show all the time? Yeah, Aisha Tyler. Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know really why she left. She hosts some other show, and she's got a role on something else, and she's a voice
of
something.
She's busy.
Yeah, she's...
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
I'm not crazy about her anymore.
Yeah, right, I felt like TV really sort of...
Ruined her.
Well, it made her really careful. She used to be super fun and not careful.
Yeah, but now she's like too cool for school.
Right.
So Kathy Griffin.
What do you think of that choice?
Sure, fine, whatever. I don't care.
Second,
I don't watch the show anyway.
This seems like a stretch. I don't know if they can get her. Hillary Clinton?
No.
Okay. Betty White?
No.
No, for sure, because of that clip we heard?
Yes.
She's 96.
Okay. Yeah.
Carney Wilson. Wilson Phillips?
I actually like her.
She had a talk show that was on for a while, actually.
Uh-huh. I like her.
Yeah, I guess so. Sure.
I've never heard of this person, but I guess she's pretty famous. Cheryl Underwood.
Oh, Cheryl's already on there.
Oh, she is.
Okay. Yeah, I believe so. Cheryl's already on the
Crunch. I feel like I know that name.
Yeah. And then the last one is Jody Sweetin.
Oh, that's Full House.
Full House, yeah.
She has a show too, actually.
Or how about maybe we just don't replace her and let Sharon step right up there? And
Sharon wants it bad.
Sure. Julie was on Big Brother last week, and it looks like she's sticking that one out, at least short term. Get me a list of people who could replace her on Big Brother. That's the one I want. And last week, as you have no doubt heard, she signed off as Julie Chen Moonves for the first time.
So she will be on Big Brother this week.
At least for the rest of the season, and who knows what the future will hold.
I can't hear you. What were you mouthing?
Saying, please, God.
To the heavens?
Let's get her off of there. I've been waiting for her to leave that show
for 20 years.
Please, God, let Julie Chen decide not to continue with Big Brother.
Do you remember who did the hosting of Celebrity Big Brother? It wasn't Julie, was it?
It was Julie.
It was Julie. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's so forgettable.
I'm telling you, at my house, we had no idea she's only on the show once a week.
Yeah.
No idea.
Once a week.
There isn't a list yet for that. Sorry.
It's okay.
Why don't you make one up, Kuman, and get back to us?
Chrissy Teigen posted a video on Twitter. We should just play it. So Chrissy Teigen's last name is Teigen. However, if you say Teigen, she's going to correct you and tell you it's Teigen. It's pretty confusing. She posted that video, and I guess that people had started speculating about it, like other people maybe named Teigen. Apparently, that's a Scandinavian name. It's Norwegian. So somebody had said, no, you know, that's how you pronounce it, is Teigen. Mm-hmm. And then I guess people have been mispronouncing her name for so long that she feels that professionally she's just Chrissy Teigen. Like, everyone says Teigen. And she's like, don't even call me Teigen. Mm. Don't bother. It's too
confusing. I have a clip from her yesterday at the Emmys.
Okay. Sure. So say Teigen.
For crying out loud. What? All that to turn around and just take it back?
Right. I was on the red carpet
And what
yesterday.
Is this Grande?
Oh, Grandy. Apparently, that was the story last week.
Yeah.
And I have some Ariana stuff here, so I was saving that.
And Rihanna.
Rihanna. Does Rihanna say Rihanna or does she say Rihanna?
I'm not sure. Which
I say Rihanna.
I think she says Rihanna too.
Whatever.
Rihanna.
I say
Rihanna.
Anyway, Ariana Grande says her name is actually Ariana Grande, that they had Americanized it when they came here. She said, you know, I actually wish we'd kept it Grande because my, they Americanized it to Grande, like from wherever, maybe it was Grande elsewhere. But her brother, Frankie Grande, the one who was on Big Brother, he's apparently a big YouTube star.
Right.
And he'd been saying, you know, Frankie Grande. And that's why everyone just assumed that her last name was Grande, and she just never corrected
anyone.
Well,
they didn't assume it. He said that's what it was.
But then when she was on the scene, you know, people just called her Grande, and she went, all right, I'm going with that. So And I don't even think she wants you to call her Grandy. She just wants you to call her Grande. That's, you know, professionally, that's how she's known. By the way, she just filed paperwork to lock down the phrase Be Grande or Be Grandy for use on fragrances, cologne, body lotions, bath gels, shower gels, body scrubs, body souffles, and body mists. What's a body souffle? Boy, I am out of the loop with all these products.
I don't know. Is that like a scrub?
A body souffle? I have no idea.
Because I feel like I saw, what's her face? Jessica Simpson with a body souffle product.
Oh.
But someone tell me what it is.
Well, Sarah, as Senora Custin from my high school Espanol class would have said to me, Grande is big in Espanol, which actually makes the best or the most sense for any kind of, you know, fragrance or
yeah, be the best, be big.
Be big. Mm. Be, what's the other pronunciation?
Grandy.
That doesn't work at all.
Mm-mm.
So she needs to stick with Grande.
Oh, yeah. Grande all the way.
Right.
Like Ariana Grande sounds.
It's no good.
No.
It's not. I don't want to wear that cologne.
Frankie Grande. No.
Be Grande.
Be Grande.
It looks like it's more of a cream for your body.
A cream?
Yeah.
Why don't they just call it a cream?
Soothes and protects skin while lightly scenting the skin.
Man, I hate lotion.
Why?
Oh, God. It just makes you feel oily and greasy, and it never dries fast enough, and you can't open the door.
What if your hands are dry?
Yeah, maybe you're using the wrong kind.
Probably, and probably too much, too. I don't know how anyone uses a pea-sized amount. What are you kidding me?
Well, use the pea of the stuff that you just use for your face. You know,
the expensive stuff, right?
Then you use the Curel everywhere else. But I always wash my hands after I put on, because I'm with you. Like, I don't want to transfer that to every doorknob in my house. I just don't like the way my hands feel. I want my hands to feel clean and dry.
I wrote a song all the time. A long time ago about...
towel wearing, lotion rubbing... robe wearing chick,
right, and that is having dated a few ladies in my time, and that whole routine of the robes on, the hair's in the towel, and the lotion goes on, and I watch it and I think everybody does this, but I don't know how you ever dry. It feels gross. The whole.
Just wash your hands afterward. That's what I do.
All right.
People, you ever see people who are like obsessively, constantly putting lotion on their hands? I feel like it's like Blistex. You know how when you put Blistex on your mouth, then like you forever after have to use Blistex?
Right. Some people are addicted to that.
Yeah. I actually feel like that's a lotion thing with people's hands too. Because I mean, I wash my hands 7 or 8 times during the day just because I like a clean, dry hand, especially if I'm handling things. And you know, obviously if you're doing any food prep or whenever you go to the bath, you just always wash your hands. And I never put on moisturizer. But there's a moisturizer thing in
I
that
have some
room.
At my desk.
You moisturize your hands?
No, I don't. Oh. I have it here because I think I'm supposed to use it, but I put it on and then I'm greasy.
Right. I don't want it on my hands.
Do you want to try my lotion?
Oh.
Yeah, I use Humans lotion.
What kind of lotion
do
you use?
African black soap.
I use it mostly on my arms. Awesome.
Oh,
my
you
elbows.
Use soap? Mm-hmm. Are you sure that's is that a lotion or is that a soap?
It's very light. It's a lotion, but it's really light. You just use a little bit.
Thank you.
Just, is
I don't
that
want
to pee.
Come on. I don't really want
to. I'm trying it.
No, I don't want it. Just do a little bit.
Oh, it smells pretty good. I mean, it's a little strong.
Yeah, but it dries very quickly.
All right.
Well, don't
I put it on my arm. I didn't
lotion
want it.
People.
I don't like it. Damn it.
All right.
Now I'm all greasy.
Friend, you always have cracked hands, don't you?
I do. That, and I don't want to wear lotion because it's exactly Vinny's
point. It's
greasy.
Trying to help you, Bren.
One more story.
Okay.
Ed Sheeran. has put his security detail on high alert. He's got this apparently beautiful estate in a little town in the English countryside. And this is where and they're calling it palatial. They're saying this place is just, it's everything you want in the English countryside, right? Broke my leg. but it's become a magnet for sex mad exhibitionists, according to Radar Online. So this is Dennington, population 578. So it's a quiet
Dennington.
Okay. Dennington, England. People are meeting in Dennington and going to his property to bang on Ed Sheeran's lawn.
It's just like at your house.
No, it's not.
Don't the kids do it right behind your backyard?
They do. Not in my backyard, but behind a fence.
Right.
His is just in the yard.
Oh.
Not behind a fence. I mean, if he looks out the window at the wrong time. In fact, some of them were like, well, we were hoping he would come out and join us. It's a bunch of swingers.
Is he into that?
No, not that I know of. Oh. I really don't know. It looks like there's X-rated web forums, people who are into kinky sex, people who are into swinging. There's a bunch of
probably just voyeur
sites.
Types, sure. too. Like, yeah. hey, look at me.
Mm-hmm. Here's one of the posts. Anyone up for meets with me and my sexy partner in Dennington? We're into risky exhibitionist stuff. The edgier, the better. Another person boasted that it sneaked into Ed Sheeran's garden the other week and I did it on his lawn. But that would have made him blush. The wife was hoping he'd come and join us. Who's that?
I don't know.
Other ones say, let's see. It looks like this girl flashed her boobs at Sheeran and wanted some fun in his undergrowth.
And what?
He's bummed out. Yeah, I guess she saw him.
Fun in the undergrowth?
That's what they're saying here, but I don't know if she means his undergrowth or...
Well, I think she means in his yard, right?
Well, I can smell that lotion, guys.
You know what? And I'm greasy.
Are
I'm trying
you?
To hold my pen, and my pen is slipping around in my hands.
It's
hard
for
me to
arms.
Type right now.
Shut up.
So Ed's bummed out. Ed Sheeran is bummed. He says, they say, Ed is no prude, but his security guys have got to nip this in the bud. It is his backyard and not somewhere where people can just get their sexual kicks. That sucks. Ooh. Siri, I'm not talking to you.
What'd you say?
I don't know what I said, but she keeps waking
sexual
up on me.
Sexual kicks.
Do your update, would you?
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm afraid to.
I'm doing mine right now.
Oh, good. Geez. So the new update, the iPhone update comes with... Oh, wait till you guys see this, too.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I don't have my phone. Darn it. There's a new measurement app on it, too. You are going to freak.
What kind of measurement app?
Like the most expensive measuring tape possible.
So the app comes with the update. And you can, once you get it gauged, so you have to hold it around, and it's taking sort of some kind of gauge,
right.
like a compass might or something. And then you could go, oh, all right, I'm going to mark, on the app, you mark a wall, and it'll tell you how far it is.
How far away?
No, how far the measurement is.
Oh, like what the length of that wall
yes,
is.
Yes, exactly.
Oh.
So the first story I saw, which was actually very funny, was, Kiss D picks goodbye because now people will be able to
measure it.
Oh my God, that's classic. Are you going to talk about that in the news?
No.
Oh, what are you going to talk about
Nothing.
In the news? All right.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 7:39 on Tuesday morning. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we have your chance at tickets to see Kelly Clarkson. Make sure you're here just after 8 o'clock.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years, and fall into savings event now. That's Carlson Subaru, carlsonsubaru.com.
Redwood City.
Subaru. I love Subarus.
I like Subarus, too.
Yep. Big
Subaru.
Fan. All right, here's what's happening. I wanted to just touch on this real quick because I opened the can of worms yesterday, and I think it's at least worth a mention. We mentioned Christine Blasey Ford, who was the writer of the confidential letter that was sent to a senior Democratic lawmaker. We think it's Feinstein, yeah. right? Alleging that the Supreme Court nominee Brett M. Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her more than three decades ago when they were in high school. This was in Maryland. That letter became public.
Yep.
And since then, she has become public because she's decided that if the story's going to be out there, she should at least be the one that tells it. Now, there has been multiple stories about her testifying.
It's like next week, I think.
Well, see, here's the thing.
I believe it's Monday.
So they say here, much has been made of Ford's invitation to testify before an open hearing of the Senate Judiciary Committee next week. But she has not yet accepted the invitation.
Oh.
Now, that was as of 5 hours ago. So while it's out there and it's been extended and it's almost a foregone conclusion that she will, I guess they've neither heard from her or anyone in her
interesting
camp that says, yes, I'll be there.
All right.
So it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. It seems to me like this Kavanaugh guy is not getting the nomination either way, but most definitely it'd be good to see both of them, because he's lied now. If this happened, because I believe he absolutely said when this was a letter, an anonymous letter, that never happened.
Right.
And so now the two of them sitting next to each other telling their stories could happen next week.
Maybe.
Right?
Yeah, it's...
Do you think she's going to accept?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean...
There's a
she
lot
had,
more
she
to
had
the story.
To know that there is a lot more, and it's actually it's funny because the propaganda machine on both sides is in full swing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Full swing.
Like already the discrediting of her is happening. You watch a little Fox News, she is the worst. You watch anything else?
You know about her parents, right, in the foreclosure?
I don't know about
it's
her
all out
the,
there, yes. I've read some of that. Yeah. I actually think that it's unfortunate that it gets to that
point.
It
does, right. Well, this is why people don't come forward. Because immediately their lives are picked apart and anything that's happening in their lives. And it's awful.
But that's, I just wanted to touch on it and say that she's been invited to testify. And they have yet to confirm whether she's accepted that invite. Mm-hmm. But that's something that right now has been talked about as it's happening.
Yeah. Oh, when I heard that on the news on my way in this morning, they were like, she is scheduled for next week. So.
Okay.
Who knows?
Well, we'll see if that actually happens.
Yep.
The journal Psychological Science released a study this month that found people's first impressions of you are probably better than you think.
Oh, is that so?
And in general, you're more well-liked than you realize.
Oh, is that so? Mm-hmm. That's good to hear.
Researchers at Harvard and Cornell.
That's all I want.
Well, look, you're carrying all your dirty laundry and your dirty baggage around everywhere you go, and not everybody sees every little freckle on you. So there you are, feeling all that.
Meanwhile, you're just a friendly person who gave someone a smile.
Right. And they're like, hey, look at you. Such a nice
person.
You
seem nice, right. That's good to hear.
Right?
How'd they figure this out?
Well, they say that... researchers at Harvard and Cornell observed people meeting for the first time and then had them rate each other and themselves. And according to how the conversation went, and people consistently rated the other person as being more likable and fun to talk to than they rated themselves. A trend they called the liking gap. I like it. I think this is a good story. I think this is good for everyone to realize that when you meet someone,
they're just as much in their head judging themselves as you are in your head judging yourself.
You're all right, man.
Yeah.
Just high five and have a good day. It's all good.
Just relax. People like you.
They say it didn't apply to first impressions, though. Even after several months of knowing someone, people still gave them higher ratings than they gave themselves. In other words, you shouldn't be so nervous about making a good first impression because you probably come across better than you think. Especially if you're shy. Aww. So there's that.
Good. That's a nice little uplifting story for this morning.
I thought so.
Yes.
How would you like to get an Arby's tattoo?
No.
Well, what do I get in exchange?
Lifetime of Arby's.
No, thank you. $1 million? Sure. Get pretty much anything tattooed on me for $1 million.
On your face?
No, maybe not. God, for $1 million, though. I mean,
you actually don't get free roast beef sandwiches for life either.
Oh, what do you get?
You get a tattoo that says Arby's on
it. Yeah, no. That sounds like there's no upside on that.
Arby's just announced they're going to be giving people free Arby's tattoos on Saturday. They're not temporary. They're real. The catch is they're doing it at a tattoo shop in Long Beach, California. It's the one shop right now. If it goes well, they'll, launch the campaign elsewhere. People can choose from 15 different Arby's designs, including things like an eagle behind a pack of curly fries, an open pack of Arby's sauce, a dagger going through roast beef sandwich with the slogan, "We have the meats."
Oh my God, this is so funny.
The designs they say were created by a legitimate tattoo artist, and these are real tattoos.
So they'll give you one for free if you're willing to put it on your body somewhere. Right. So if you just love ink and you want to be ironic, you can go and get a free tattoo. Would you do this?
No, but I have a feeling a lot of people will.
Yeah.
Maybe someone if their name is Arby.
Are there people
I just
named
think
Arby?
People will do it.
Oh, no.
I think it's one of those things. First of all, once you start getting tattoos, you've broken the seal on something that's going to continue. It's a habit that will continue. Second of all, everybody's got a crummy tattoo who's got tattoos.
Yeah.
I have mine. That's how there they are. Those are the tattoos. Oh, the panther with the sandwich. That's great.
And the bottom left, is that the one you're talking about?
The top left.
Oh, that's a cool one. Down in the bottom is like a weird wolf with
the eagle right there.
Yeah. They're fine.
Yeah, I guess.
Do you know how they came up with the name Arby?
Oh. How?
So the brothers wanted to
arbitrarily.
Call...
Arbitrarily?
Hey.
Ho. Ho.
So the brothers, they wanted to call the restaurant Big Tex, but it was already taken. So they chose the letters... They chose the name Arby based on the letters of their name. So it's the Raphael brothers.
Oh.
And it's R-B.
Arby's.
Oh.
That's adorable.
All right.
That was short for something, some name we don't know. Arbutus or something.
Arbutus?
Isn't that a tree or something?
Let's look it up.
Anyway, no, I wouldn't get an Arby's tattoo, but I think they're going to have a hit on their hands. So I don't doubt that that will move around the country.
That's so funny.
As people like tattoos and people are in for a story to tell.
Right. And it's funny because Arby's has this weird kind of hipster angle because of Jon Stewart. Jon Stewart was relentless with Arby's and they loved it. Arby's. Isn't there anywhere else we can eat?
Right.
Arby's.
Arbutus is a tree.
Thank you. It's the only arb word I could think of that was name-ish. Yeah. Arboil.
Arboil?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of words that start with arb besides arbitrary and arbitration.
Well, Arbor Day is tree day, right?
Oh, yeah. Arbor Day.
Isn't that what you were just getting at?
No, arbutus is just a word I've heard for tree. But now I realize Arbor Day, like, oh, that's a thing.
Right.
That is like a nature thing, right?
I don't know.
I thought that's what you were saying. I feel so embarrassed. I don't want to look at you right now.
No, I think you just put two together.
Or an arborist.
Oh, yeah, an arborist.
Like, I thought that's what you were saying.
I wasn't. I didn't ever put that together. It's so funny.
But you're the smartest guy in the show. Well, how do you not know that?
Clearly not. No, I mean, I guess now that you say arborist, I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess that's a tree thing. But Arbor Day, I didn't realize that was about trees.
Maybe it's not. That's why I'm getting all...
Maybe it is, though. It must be. If an arborist takes care of trees, Arbor Day, it makes sense, is a tree thing. And then arbutus was just it was like in some song I had to learn when I was a kid.
What?
Oh, lovely arbutus. That's all I remember of it. Don't look, don't... Why are you doing that? What is happening with you right now?
I don't know.
You just totally nailed it.
Does anyone have the answer to Arbor Day yet or not?
Oh, what was the question about Arbor Day?
What is it?
Oh, it's easy.
Is it?
I thought it did have to do with trees.
There's an arborday.org, and it is about trees and making clean air and water, and it's all about climate change.
Look at you go!
You know.
But I thought, okay.
Yeah.
Our text number.
Celebrated April 26th.
Oh.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 408 says, Sarah, if you want to keep your iPhone 6 longer, please do not install the update.
Too late.
Oh, no.
You installed it?
Well, it's downloading right now. What
oh, well, once...
Can I say no to it?
Yeah. Stop its progress.
You can't. It's just going to download and you don't have to install. I just finished installing right now. So I'm
watching. Did you get the measuring app?
It just popped
See,
up.
See, I want the measuring app.
You're going to love the measuring app.
I had the loading sign the whole time, so I'm finally able to...
I'm afraid to take it, but I'm afraid not to take it. Yeah,
it took like 20% of my battery, though, to do this.
Well, I'm going to go as long as I can to not do it.
Jeezy, you should do it.
Don't tell me what to do, Brent.
All right, show me the update. Show me what happens.
Measure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Measure.
Maybe I'll have you do it.
So it comes right, up, you and you can measure anything. Oh, I got to check the room.
Could do it with Wi-Fi.
Oh, it's just figuring out what the parameters of the room are.
Okay, so then you can just measure. Like, from there. Wait, how did I do that?
Add a point.
Oh, add a point. There it is. Boom. 7.5 inches. Did you see that?
I did.
What was 7.5 inches?
That's not 7.5 inches.
Oh, man.
What we measured was, sure.
Well, where's the measurement? From, oh, from right here to over here. Oh, okay. All
right. Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
Yes.
Clear.
Wow, that's amazing.
Right, but I thought it was so funny that the article.
I actually have a thing where I actually physically, and I put the numbers in so that I can measure things.
Oh, well, this just does it.
It just does it. That's amazing.
But the article was so funny because it was, well, we just killed the D pick. As now, girls will be able to measure what you've sent them. The end. Anyway.
But you'll be able to get a more accurate measurement, too. You have to use your phone to, look at that.
I don't know if I want
that,
though.
You're totally going to be doing that.
I don't know. Maybe I will. Yeah. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with our own Brian King Joseph.
Our own.
He's on America's Got Talent.
Oh, right. Okay.
And he's this close to that $1 million prize. And I have some interesting, some stuff I didn't know about him popped up in this. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.